Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Dakota Lone Star, and you are listening to Freedom Today, a product of the Cantankerous One. Yours truly, Dakota Lone Star. All right. So today we are actually going to be talking about resources and whether or not resources, namely money, is exhaustible. I flipped open the Washington Post a couple of days back, and on the Washington Post cover there were a couple of Ethiopian ladies that were digging holes in search of water. Evidently over the course of the last 40 years or so, they've had a couple of droughts that were unimaginable for those of us stateside. And I was already thinking about doing a program about resources and or economics 101 for those of you that are progressive and or Democrats. But money is an exhaustible resource. Let's say, for instance, that a state like South Dakota has $100. The governor has $100 under his or her care to be dispensed accordingly or appropriately and at the proper time. And let's suppose for a moment that 20 people are on assistance that they receive through the state of South Dakota. And then the president of the United States brings in 100 more people that are quote-unquote immigrants. And that doesn't even have to happen. There was a case in Tennessee where their resources were actually, Tennessee's resources were actually consumed by people from out of state that just moved in rather quickly to take care of any AIDS treatment or their sexually transmitted diseases that came over from California or were coming from as far away rather as California. So to assume that money is not exhaustible really lends itself to the fact that we have two very diverse constituencies in the United States of America, one of which is right, and the other one is, not so. All right, so today's call-in number is 929-477-4090. You can keep that into your phone and save that for future reference. And again, you can also visit us online at 40and28forever.com. And I'm also on Twitter at @DOC_OTA Lone Star. That's @DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. Lone Star on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook as Dakota Lone Star, and you can like me there on Facebook as well. And hopefully I'll have my first newspaper out soon by the same name of Freedom Today. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the Fox News guys, and I'll think of his name in just a moment, he actually took a young lady to school, a college. I believe she already had acquired her undergraduate degree and was moving forward or progressing, quote unquote, from there. Neil Cavuto. And he had mentioned that, you know, we would run out of the money quickly if we were to take all of the money from the top 1% and redistribute that money. He was talking about, I think, inside of a quarter for one, categorically speaking, for one cause in and of itself, that money would be gone. And he was basically... He totally took this girl to school, Neil Cavuto did. But he did so in a kind manner and much kinder than I would have been. But you know, the it's interesting because it's cool now, right? Or hip or groovy to be down with Bernie Sanders and or Hillary Clinton, because of course she is a female, and I believe my show is rated all audiences, so I won't go there. But as to why Hillary should have your vote, she'd be America's first female president after all, right? As Barack Obama was America's first quote-unquote black president, and he's actually half white. So, but interestingly enough, in terms of, I was just looking at our chat room for a moment, in terms of money, we cannot afford to put Democrats in charge of operational funds, the operational funds of any at any level of government, and I guarantee that, you know, to be the case. Anyway, for the most part, when that happens, we pay heavily and deeply. And you know, it's interesting because I was thinking today, and I tweeted a few times over the course of the last few hours, and people that are that like to talk about or champion the great race divide or class divide divisions, or those people, right? They're just such giving people, and they're so caring and forthright. And but basically, that's not the case for the most part. And I'm going to jump over to my Twitter account because I can, and because not only can I, but basically, I was driving early this afternoon, I saw a bumper sticker. It said the trickle down. It had a Bernie sticker on it, Bernie 2016, and then another sticker on the car. So it was a fairly clean car. But the other sticker said the trickle down effect didn't work or doesn't work. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, because your posture, collectively speaking, is one that you're bound to always get burned, so to speak. So as a baseball player, if you're on your heels rather than kind of leaning forward, and I know it kind of sounds cliche, but you have to be ready within, you know, fractions of a second for a ball to be driven your way. And it is easier to go forward on a ball than to go back on a ball, unless you're exceptionally talented like I was. And but by and large, even for those of us that had reflexes that were kind of otherworldly in one sense, it was easier to go forward on a ball than to actually go backwards on a ball. And but you will never recognize growth in terms of the trickle-down effect if you're back on your heels. You're beat. You're automatically beat. That's like looking over what progressives are doing today is they're looking over to either their left or their right side, where everybody on the earth gets down in the blocks, in the starting blocks, in their respective starting blocks. And the gun has gone off, and they don't even leave their block. They're so consumed with the person either to the left or the right of them that they're just frozen in time. And, you know, aiming for the stars, the overachievers that they are, at, you know, the $15 mark. You know, how many people go into business today, regardless of their color or national origin or their sexuality or sexual origin, evidently. I can't recall what they call it today. But how many of those people go into business saying, yeah, my goal is $15 an hour? And God forbid a business person, we still have white people immigrating here, by the way, from Europe and elsewhere, for those of you that are completely down with Common Core math and would rather believe naively that Whitey is the culmination of those who arrived here on the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria. You know, the ones that were lucky enough to make it through that first winter that didn't freeze to death, starve, or die from disease. You know, that all of Whitey is kind of funnels through those few handfuls of people, and voila, now you've Whitey, which is just a total crock of crap. I mean, like, I think I'm a third generation American, white American, Caucasian American, if you will. And, you know, we've gotten so far away from, and sorry to Mark Levin, because I really like him, but, you know, we've gotten so far away from the great one, who I would refer to as the great one, and the Honorable Martin Luther King Jr., you know, championing character, and rather than the color of one's skin, and we're just so far away from that now. It's not even funny, and the proof's in the pudding. You look at Chris Marquez, who is a Latino that served, I believe, in the Marines, that was jumped by a few devils recently, and almost beaten to death. And then there you have it. So that's Obama's new America. That's Beyonce's new America, if you will. That's Farrakhan's dream coming true. So rather than standing up and speaking out against indiscriminate victim choices in terms of skin color alone, or no, that's just discriminate, but only insofar as skin color or skin tone alone. but, you know, we're just so far away. I have a dream. Yeah, all right. So, anyway, check me out online. Again, the call-in number, rather, is if you want to talk about why it is that these, or how it is, rather, even, that our college students, by and large, give me a call at 929-477-4090, and remember to key in the number for future reference. Have it on speed dial, as I do. And but basically, how are kids making it through the Ivy League course or otherwise, and don't realize that money is exhaustible because they've never had to manage anything? They can't even decide whether to cut back on their beer money in lieu of a proactive approach and oral drugs that prevent pregnancy, rather than, you know, like the poster child. I'm trying to remember, I can't remember her name offhand right now, but I'll think about it in just a moment. She was a Democratic poster child, and then I think even received a job in government because she couldn't afford monthly, monthly birth control, right? Yeah, how does that work again? Okay, so you spend, $100 a month on beer, and you can get a generic for 20, 30, 40 bucks tops a month, or just tell the guy to, you know, maybe chivalry isn't dead in the United States. Maybe we have some guys out there that'll step up and purchase and not go to bed. No, I'm not going to go there anyway. But are willing to forego some of their beer and bong money and pot money to use condoms or whatever. So it's just everything is everyone else's fault. In another Washington Post article not all that long ago, there was no doubt a young author that was talking about the disproportionate. That's another one of their keywords, the disproportionate numbers behind minorities and not being able to repay their school loans. Well, that sounds really more like a parenting problem to me than anything, or a lack of parenting, if you will. And even my parents weren't all that good. But on the flip side of the coin, my dad, being the white supremacist that he is, was out climbing poles shortly after I was born, sometimes when it was 10, 20, 30, 40 below zero, because he had a family to feed. And I just want to share something with you really quick, because I'm going to cut this program short if I don't take a caller here soon. 929-477-4090. But basically, everything is everyone else's fault. And you can see it all over, and it that reflects truth, even at a professional level, like the state of Texas or whatever, going after the Dallas cowboy that decided to get behind a wheel when he was intoxicated, and his buddy didn't make it, but he did. So that's another reason. I mean, it'll mock you. Strong drink will mock the foolish. If you do a lot of it and you decide to get in a car and you die and the driver lives, which is often the case, it should be on you. I do want to point something out real quick before I leave and give you the website again for today, but check out 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now, Bernie Sanders is quickly falling on the heels of Barack Obama and enjoys using scripture references. I think it's 2 Thessalonians 4:6, I think, is a favorite among your fearless leaders. And so they invite themselves to the table, but they're going to receive a smackdown sooner or later, and hopefully sooner than later, because our country can't afford another month, hardly, let alone another 4 or 8 years of fiendish taxation and devilish manner that is really close to actually the tax ideas of those that aren't moderate Muslims residing in the West. Let's tax you if you don't believe the way we do. Let's tax you if you don't tax you if you don't define Jesus the way we do. Well, buddy, collectively speaking, old pal that you are, Bernie and Bo, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 is pretty interesting, because it says that Paul said he labored and travailed both day and night so that he wouldn't be in debt to anyone, basically. Not even for his food. So how does that square? Let's see. Oh, God is love. God is love. Kumbaya. Kumbaya. Oh, kumbaya. You know, like, okay, look. Also in that same chapter, if you're so bold as to continue reading the chapter, it says that they're supposed to put the man that won't work, or the busybody, it says that that person is an evildoer or a busybody, the man that won't work, and you're supposed to put him out. So that he is ashamed for his lack of desire. So I'm going to leave it there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, since some rather big wigs have invited themselves to the table, I'll invite you to read 1 Thessalonians 3. Decode Lone Star, 40and28forever.com, and DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. All right. Good day, America. God save America, rather. Bye-bye.